This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks. 97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Fantastic. I think it's going to be a little bit cooler today. We're finally done with the triple digits for a few days, and so this will almost feel like winter.
My goodness, it's going to feel like winter? Well, yeah. Hallelujah.
It's only going to be in the 80s.
Oh, that's a great deal. Hey, anybody can make it through the 80s.
Yeah, that's nice and comfortable.
You know, it's 106 to 112 that gets me.
You know, I'm kind of surprised because we got up to 110, 112 this past week.
Right.
I'm kind of surprised that we didn't have the thing happen where power starts to go out. Because we've had that, like last summer, I remember it happened several times in different areas.
Maybe we had a little extra electricity.
Oh, I don't know.
In the system, you know,
in the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that might be.
Yeah, because, you know, they can ratchet that thing up, and I don't know how much they can save up in the power grid, but
yeah.
I believe they can do a little extra in the power grid.
We can harness that that energy and really save some money.
Wow. Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. I mean, Texans are always smart. You know
oh,
that.
Yeah. Smarter than anybody.
They are. I mean, I hate to admit that, but they really are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we harness the oil, and then you go just a little bit to the east, and we're harnessing the wind. I mean, that's got it covered on from both angles.
That's right. And we should.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to end up like California.
No.
Those people. Now they're saying the state employees can't come to Texas. Now, this is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Really?
This week. Oh, yes, we don't want our employees to go to Texas for anything. They're against Texas now.
Why?
Because of freedom, I think.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah. They want to be a third world country.
I think they're jealous.
They're really jealous. and they want to make it a strange, strange place. It's already strange.
It already is strange. I see how things to say. We're already there.
If it gets any stranger, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
I don't know. Well, I'll have to get on a rocket and go to Mars.
Yeah, but they want to have their own thing, their own government.
Yeah.
They're not going to print money, I don't think.
Oh.
But they want the immigrants to come in, and they're going to give them carte blanche.
Yeah. I like to print money at home.
Wow, okay. I don't think I want to do any printing. If the Treasury heard that, I am not involved in this. I'm not printing any money. No, sirree.
The views expressed in this program have nothing to do with Fay Bagby.
That's right, man. I do not want to get involved.
You Woo. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Woo. All right. Well, let's make some real money. What's that phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're right next to Ivy College at 3105 Big Spring.
And you can always go to the website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com. Find out what real people are making off of real investments. And this past week, how is this week looking like?
The Jenkins policy came due. It matured. So that's just one more.
Wow.
Yes.
How much was that policy?
I think Jenkins was small. I think it had three people in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a small policy.
Wow.
I think it was $350,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it wasn't very big. But there was three people in it, so they hit the jackpot.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's cool. Anybody can any chance to anybody making money, it's a good week.
It is. You know, when you make money, you feel better.
Yes, you do.
But you were talking a while ago about people not having a clue.
Uh-huh.
I won't tell who this was, and they weren't from Texas. But we have a client in a state near us, and she was in one of these matured policies. So we did our usual thing. Now, you would think she would have understood. And we said, dear Miss So-and-so, your policy has matured. The money will be in your account in 6 to 8 weeks. She sends an email, I swear, on the Bible. She sends an email and says, what does that mean? She couldn't figure out that she was getting money. I mean, sometimes people are a little far out.
And so you told her the good news, short bottom of the line, the bottom line is you getting some money.
I did, but she didn't understand it. She said, what does that mean?
Well,
I mean, I'm telling you, every once in a while, we have to help people.
You have to help, and you're there to help them every step of the way.
That's right. Now, anybody from Texas would have said, thank you very much. I'm glad I'm going to get some money. Yeah? You know? But sometimes the elevator's different in different states.
The elevator is different. Wow.
That's right.
That's well put.
And so when you talk about California, this is that sort of situation, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, we just have to kind of help them a little bit.
Sure. And you know, investing in was she a first-time investor?
Yes.
Okay, so that kind of makes a little bit of sense then.
But I know we explained it when she did it, you mm-hmm. know. This is how it works. You get paid every time a policy matures. That's yeah. when you get paid.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point of this.
So do you have a lot of people who are investors that are not in Texas?
No.
Okay, so this
absolutely
is a rare
not.
Thing.
That's, it's very rare.
How did she find you?
She's related to one of our clients.
Okay, so one of your investors already talked to her, and then she said, hey, I want to get involved with this.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. We have this happen all the time. Our clients bring in their brothers or sisters, mothers, fathers, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you finally explained this to her, what was her reaction? When did she realize, oh, my goodness, this is a really easy process. I want to do this again.
Well, of course she's going to do it again.
Yeah.
Our clients always do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she just didn't understand it was money we were talking about. I guess she thought in her mind something else. I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't understand the word mature.
Yeah, oh, that might be.
Rather than saying they have passed away, we say it has matured.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I always say.
Well, yeah. So let's explain the process just a little bit for those who aren't really sure of what's happening. These are life insurance policies that you have people who come in and invest in, and they use that money to either invest in other policies or put towards retirement. This is all part of the big picture. How does this whole thing work?
Well, we bid on these life policies. Mm-hmm. You know, these are people who are terminal. We know that. They have stage 4 cancer, and they need to sell their policy, whether it's $1 million or $5 million or $250,000. So they come to us, say, I want to sell. We bid it out. And if we get the bid, then we buy their policy.
Yeah.
And then we go to our clients and say, we have this policy. It's $1 million. It's going to pay 24%. Do you want in it?
Mm-hmm.
And once they say yes, we escrow all the money at the bank. Then we tell the bank, pay those people for their policy. We do that. My client, the money comes back to the bank every time.
So these policies come from people who are, they've got these policies already, and they're terminally ill, and they want to sell them for a variety of different reasons.
Well, the reason is they need money or to settle an estate before they die.
Yeah.
We have a lot of executives. You know, $5-10 million that we've done. And what they wanted to do is see the children get it now before they pass away.
Yeah.
Which is unusual, but people with a lot of money do this. Mm-hmm. They want it settled now before they leave this world.
Well, it helps to avoid family fights and things like that. Just get it all taken care of. And so the family can stay together and everybody can basically move on and stay as friends.
That's exactly right. And they don't want any mistakes, or they don't want anyone mad at each other. You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons people settle that estate before they die,
mm-hmm.
instead of waiting and let it happen after they go on.
Yeah, because, I mean, it can be tied up in the courts. Somebody can contest it. You know, all kinds of things can happen.
That's right. And, you know, we've made new wills for a couple of people that are our clients mm-hmm. in the last month. And everybody should have a current will. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You need a current will that expresses what you really want done, or you need a trust. People came to my office this week and wanted a trust. I told them they didn't have enough assets. I said, you don't have enough assets and you don't have enough money to be doing a trust.
Mm-hmm. What's the threshold to where a trust is a good idea?
If you have at least $500,000 to $5 or $10 million.
Okay.
If you have your and his children, it's another good reason. If you've been married before, it's essential that you have either a current will or a trust. And a trust works better if you've got his and her children.
And why is that? What's the advantages?
Oh, my gosh, a lot. You can lay it out a lot better in a trust. If you don't want someone to get money till they're 30 years old, all this goes into a trust.
And you can't do that with, like, a will?
Well, the trust will hold the money. You can say, okay, I want the trust to hold the money for this person till they're 40 years old.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things like that you can do.
So you can get into more detail.
Well, and you can do futuristic things.
Oh, okay.
With a will, it just says, I leave this to you, I leave this to you, and that's basically it.
Oh.
Now, unless you put the bank in charge of a will, and you don't want to ever do that.
Okay.
So a trust can do a lot more things.
Well, that makes much more sense.
You can put your ranch in there. You can put your business in there, your house. You can put your cars in there. Everything goes into the trust, which does protect them. But you don't want to do a trust if you're worth $100,000.
Yeah, you need something substantial to put in there.
You need to be substantial because it's going to cost $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, and you know, the ends really have to justify the means.
That's right. So I always tell people, if you don't have this much assets, don't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Just do a will.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing I want to encourage people to do. I've had two different situations this week where someone that I know real well has gotten cancer, and mm-hmm. these are young people. And I always worry because, you know, young people have young children. They have obligations. It's not stage 4, but it's stage 3, which is very, very serious. If you're young and have a family, you need to be sure you have enough life insurance. If something does happen to you, that your children will be provided for through college,
mm-hmm.
and that your wife will be provided for. Because a lot of young people, they're professionals, but they don't have that much money accumulated yet.
Yeah.
Okay? So that in order to accumulate, if you've got cancer and it might lead to death, you should have a lot of life insurance.
So it's not about, at this point, it's not about planning for your retirement. It's planning about planning for your family in case something happens to
you.
That's
right. And, you know, our clients already have life insurance policies and we don't worry about it. But young people, a lot of times professionals, don't have it. Or maybe they don't have $100,000.
Yeah.
That will not help.
No.
So I want to encourage people, if you're young, a professional, something could happen to you. I don't think it would, but it might. So you should also, when you're planning, be sure you have a large life insurance policy.
So is there a point, and I know it's never too early to get a life insurance policy, but is there a point where it's almost too late?
Well, if you're 70 years old, you shouldn't be out buying a life insurance policy.
Yeah.
Most of our people, you know, bought them when they were 40 or 50, which is a good thing.
Okay, so that's a good prime place to start.
You should have it by then.
Okay.
Because a man 40, if he passes away and leaves a wife, she's got to have something to live on.
Yeah.
Now, he might have a big 401k, which would really help.
Mm-hmm.
We've got several clients. Their husbands passed away young. And a lot of them had a good 401k. And they've been investing with us for 4 or 5 years now, which their estate's coming right along. But you need a good 401k by that time, or you need a large life insurance policy, which will help.
So for someone maybe in that type of a situation where the husband has passed away and the wife has got the 401k, if they haven't been a client of yours in the past, is it something that you would encourage them to do, is come talk to you about that and you can plan and help them invest and
yes,
take that 401k and grow it?
Uh-huh. We have a lot of people. When the husband passed away, they came to me. We put the money to work, and it's done real well.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them had life insurance and a 401k, which really helped.
Oh, yeah.
And you really need all that, you know?
Yeah.
And so you should have planned. If you haven't planned ahead, you should plan for your wife or your children, especially if they're small or in college.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have a big enough life insurance policy to take care of your wife for the next 20, 25 years and get your kids through college.
What's the difference between, because I know there's a couple of different policies that you can get. I know there's like, there's term life and then there is something else.
Whole life.
What is the difference?
I always recommend just term life. You don't need to be accumulating a cash value.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a waste of your money because a term life's going to do what you need. It'll pay off in your death, and that's really all you need. When we're buying policies, as you know, every day, we try to buy policies that are term. We do not need to be accumulating cash value because those policies cost a lot more. So you can get a term. You know, they make even a 20-year term and 30-year term now. They didn't used to.
Oh, really? They make 30?
Oh, yeah. So you can get a long-term trust and get this, you know, 20 or 30 years.
So what happens if somebody, say, is 49 and they go out and get a term life insurance policy, and then when they turn 69, say they got a 20-year, when they turn 69, then in essence they're almost 70. Are they 70 years old shopping for life insurance?
Well, what you can do is you can convert.
Okay.
If they won't renew, you can convert. But usually at 70, you can renew it for another 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Premium will be a little bit more, but premium is not high. I don't think it's 70 on term. Now, if you're 80 or 90 years old, you'd have no business getting it.
Yeah, that's almost too late.
That's way too late. It costs too much.
Okay. All right. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
This is all about growing your money so you can retire happy, wealthy, and early. So for somebody who has never invested in life insurance policies, this is an opportunity to take some money and grow it exponentially. You'll invest in a policy, and then when you make your money, you'll invest in another policy. That's generally the trend that people take, right?
Yes, because most of this is 401k or IRA money.
Mm-hmm.
I had people coming in this week. They had Roths, they had traditional IRAs, and we rolled all that over. And it doesn't matter which kind of money it is. It will grow, you know. Because remember, it's just a life insurance policy. When it matures, the bank pays you, puts it in your account, and we do it again.
Yeah.
And until you're 70 and a half, you don't have to take it out, and you pay no taxes during that. You know, tax-deferred money grows a lot faster than tax money.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah.
So that does help a lot.
So when somebody comes in for the first time and they talk to you and they say, okay, I've never done this before, I'm not quite sure how this works, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them how it works. I explain that we buy these policies, that we try to make them 1% a month. There has been a time or two that it paid a little bit less, maybe 2% less. But usually it's 1% a month. If you get a 24-month policy, you're going to make 24%, whether it comes in early or on time. It won't matter.
So
the
if
same
you have
percentage.
A 24-month policy, say, and it comes in 11 months, you're right. Still going to make the same amount of money. You're still going to make that 24. It doesn't cut off.
No, it just gets to you early where you can reinvest and make a little more for that year.
So you make the same amount of money, but just faster.
It makes it faster. And you can look on our website, especially for this year. You know, we've had all these policies come in early.
Can you say, and I know you don't have the numbers in front of you, so I'm throwing this out there.
Okay.
How much money did people make in 2016, a rough guess?
The total was $27 million that came in.
Wow.
Yeah, $27 million we paid out.
In 1 year?
In 1 year.
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around that.
Yeah,
that's...
and we're going to pay out a lot this year. You know, mm-hmm. we've already paid out a lot, and we're paying out a lot more right now. And we're waiting for Upledger. Upledger should be in the accounts in probably 3 weeks.
Okay.
And we put money in, you know, this last week, and we just keep putting money in everybody's accounts.
So this is always rolling over. There's always something coming.
Money is rolling over at all times. You wouldn't think so. And every once in a while I think, well, I don't know if anything will come due this month. And sure enough, something else will come due.
Mm-hmm.
And we had those two policies this month that came in 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, and we've had that happen one other time that I remember.
That's pretty aggressive.
I think it's very aggressive. And we've just bought some really good policies.
Really?
You know, I think the policies we've bought since January have been really top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, usually they're 24 months, 18 months, 20. And these have all been really, really short.
What makes these come in shorter than
they were
what's
really
expected?
Sick.
And they didn't know that.
I know, and I didn't either. You know, I thought they were sick, but I didn't know they were sick enough to come in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, of course, you know, we've had a couple that we were trying to close, and they died before we closed. So we've been cutting it a little close.
That is a little too close.
It is too close.
So when these people want to sell their life insurance policies, there's companies that come in and you bid against other companies to purchase these policies. And we talked about the one reason is that people sell them because they can go ahead and settle their estate. Another reason is for treatment, because cancer treatment is very, very expensive.
Let me tell you something. A friend of mine has cancer right now, and they have five doctors on the case.
Five?
Five doctors are handling his case.
That must be incredibly aggressive.
That is really aggressive. They're going to try to save his life. And I think they can, but nobody knows yet.
Yeah.
But it's really intense.
So when people try to sell their policies, is it a kind of a, this is not the situation where anybody, there's nobody's taking anything away from anybody. They really actually have to sell them because they need the money, and somebody needs to be there to purchase them.
That's exactly right. They're coming to us every day. You know, we need to sell our policy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we deal with on a daily basis. I'm reading policies every day. You know, I'm reading, how long they've got to live, what kind of cancer it is, you know, the whole deal every day. And then we turn policies down every day that are in remission. I'd love to have those because I know it's going to come back. I know they're going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't buy it if it's in remission. It's got to be current, ongoing, hard.
So then when you turn a policy down because they are in remission, let's say, is there another company that will come in and buy that? Or does the policyholder hold on to it and
a
then come back later?
A mutual fund company would probably come in and buy it and say, oh, heck, they're going to die anyway. We'll just buy it.
Oh, wow.
We're not that aggressive.
No, that's kind of taking a chance, isn't it?
It's taking a big chance.
If somebody could be in remission for years.
Well, they could be in remission for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, so then you've got this policy, and then people are paying premiums, and you don't want to get into that.
We're not going to do that, no.
It's just not profitable.
I think it'd be very risky, and we don't want to risk it.
So you very rarely see a policy you turn down come back around at some other point.
I think I've had maybe one.
Oh, yeah. So that's not very many at
but
all.
But I can tell you this. If we're not bidding it, nobody else is bidding it either.
Wow.
Because they're saying the same thing we're saying. It's too big a risk. We're not going to do it.
So when you have a policy and you contact investors and you say, hey, we've got this policy here. We'd like to see if you want to invest in it. This is a good policy. You've gone over these reports. You know everything about the policy holder.
Yes. Well, and the one that we're filling right now, finishing up Monday morning, is that $4 million one we talked about for 3 weeks. And it finally, you know, all the papers got signed and we're closing on it.
So everybody's
and we've been
in.
Putting people in it as fast as we can all week.
Wow. So how many, say you have a $4 million policy, and whether it's this one or another one, for example, how many people would be in something like that size?
There's probably 30 people going in it.
Okay. So then try to do the math. Minimum is $100,000 to invest?
I don't think I've got anybody with less than $100,000 in it.
Okay. Okay. So it can be more.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. So, all right. Well, that's different to me. I was thinking, okay, it's here's, you invest $100,000 and this is what you're getting. But people can actually say.
People have different amounts of money.
They look at it and go, oh, wow, this is a really great policy. I want to put more in it.
Yes, I have that happen all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how much on average, and I know there's different amounts, but on average, a policy like this, is this 24 months?
Yes, this one is 24 months.
Okay, so then how much would somebody on average make?
They're going to make about 24%.
24, yeah. So it'd be 20, 24, wow.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of a thing where people, they're in, and then it just does its thing. They don't need to...
they don't have to do a thing. Just sit back and relax.
Just wait for it to mature.
That's right. They're going to get paid regardless.
If you're getting close to the end of the term, and it looks like it's going to go over, what happens then?
Well, we wait till it does happen. And if it goes over, then we order a new life expectancy on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've still got those two old policies with those 90-something-year-olds that have never died yet.
They're never going to.
I'm afraid they will be here. I just don't know how long they're going to be here, but a long, long, long time.
You always say there's a difference between being elderly and being sick.
That's right. And these people... are elderly, but I don't believe they're sick.
Yeah.
We thought they were to start with, But shoot, those old people came back out of that deal. They're probably out in the garden right now.
Oh, they're probably going to outlast all of us.
Yeah, and they'll be at the skating rink tonight.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's not funny. I'll tell you, it's bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to take it as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are maturing on time and early, most of them early. This year, I think everyone that's come in has been early.
Really?
13 policies, all of them early.
13 policies, all of them early, and we're into the middle of June.
That's right.
We're about halfway through the year.
We're halfway through the year, and we've had 13 mature, and if it keeps going, we'll probably have another 13 before the end of the year.
Really?
Yes.
So there, even though we're into June and almost halfway through the year, there is still plenty of opportunity for people to start getting involved and start growing their money.
Yes. And, you know, nobody ever thinks about this. But had you ever thought about how much money we manage on a daily basis?
No.
You know, we manage $60 to $70 million.
Really?
Of client money, yes.
That is an awful lot.
It's a lot of money to manage.
Are you up at night worrying about that? Does that stress you out?
I worry about that during the day.
But at night you sleep like a baby.
Oh, sure I do. But anyway... we have to have someone that tracks those policies.
Mm-hmm.
21st Services tracks them every day. So every day we're looking to see if anybody has passed away, any news about them health-wise. All this is on a daily basis. Nobody sees all the background that we do every day.
Wow. So you're very busy.
We are busy.
So what happens when a policy does mature? How does how does that work? How long until people get their money in their accounts?
6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. So that's pretty aggressive.
I think it is aggressive. The first thing that happens is 21st Services has to order the certified death certificate from that state, mm-hmm. whatever state it is. Then it comes to Nevada Trust or Bank of Utah, and then they send it to the carrier. Then the carrier pays. And then it goes in everybody's bank account, and then we do it again.
All this is third party?
Always third party. We do not touch their money. The checks are not made to us ever, ever, ever.
So you're not sitting there with a large plastic shopping bag with people's checks or cash in it?
No, no, no.
I see you roll your eyes.
That's right. No, 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 no. But you know, that reminds me. Mm-hmm. When I was a very, very young girl, and I had an insurance agency, and I never will forget, I went to Guymon, Oklahoma, and I met with this young man, and he said, yes, he needs some health insurance. And so I figure he's going to write a check. He goes in the bedroom and comes back, and has a sack full of checks. And he had never cashed any of the checks from his employer for that year.
Are you serious?
Yes, there was just check on top of a check. And he just signed them all and signed them over to the company. And I turned those into the company and all those checks.
What in the world was he living on?
I don't know. Probably very little.
Wow.
He was, he worked as a mechanic. He was not married, lived in a small apartment. And, had been saving all this money.
Dumb question, but don't they expire after like 90 days?
I thought they did, and I was really worried about it. And I guess back then, there was exceptions. Nowadays, they probably would not be.
Yeah.
But I gathered them all up, took the sack with me, and the insurance company took it. So, you know, that reminded me when you said sacks of money, yes.
I bet you're full of all kind of stories like that.
I know. I have been involved in a lot.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. So do you take is it I know this is a dumb question.
Okay.
And I know it's not sacks of it's not like this, but do you take is it cash or is it all checks? Is it
no cash?
No cash
no
whatsoever.
No cash. Because of money laundering things, we're not allowed to take cash.
So do not walk in to go see Faye with a box full of dollar bills.
No, 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 no. We cannot do that. It has to be a regular check from your bank account. Or if it's a rollover, there's never any checks involved. It just goes from your employer direct to our banks.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's nice and clean. And
it
safe.
Is clean. And we always know where that money is that way.
Yeah, yeah. You can easily track it.
That's right. And we have to be able to track it.
And speaking of tracking, when people are investing in life insurance policies, they can go online at any time. I know we don't talk about this very often, but they can go on at any time and see exactly how everything is.
Yes, they can. They can look at their account every day if they want to. Also, like at the end of the month, They can say, okay, did we have a policy come due? I think we did, but what was the name of it?
Uh-huh.
So they can go in there and look, and it'll tell them how much the maturity value was.
But the difference in between this and investing in like the stock market is you don't have to. There's nobody that has to get up at midnight and watch this thing and
No, and you don't
sleep.
Have to check your account at midnight to see how much you lost or made.
Yeah.
Either way.
But there's very few people that are losing money investing in life insurance policies because
That's
the risks are so small. The
risks are small. Your biggest risk is it's going to go over. It might go over for 3 years.
Mm.
You know,
oh,
we don't know.
Yeah. Has that ever happened?
Well, we've got some right now that have went over.
It's the elderly policies.
Yeah. They've been over for a long time.
I bring up those elderly policies, and your shoulders start to shrug, and you start
That's
to
right.
freak out.
Yes. Yeah, we've been fighting it a long time.
Oh,
but
wow.
I swear to you, they should be passing away.
One of these days, it's going to happen.
When it does, we'll probably have a big celebration.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
they may be 140 at the time, but it's going to happen.
It is going to happen, and we certainly hope it's 440.
Yeah. So one of the risks, obviously, is the policy could go over, and there's
That's
a couple
the biggest risk, yes. The other risk is it's not liquid during that time.
Mm-hmm.
When your money's with us, it is non-liquid till it matures.
Mm.
Every policy we do, remember, you cannot go and borrow money against it. You can't take it out until it matures each time.
So this is not a paycheck?
No. It will not be a paycheck till it matures.
You need to have plenty of money to live on, plenty of other sources of income, because this is not income. How do you know? How do you verify? How do you make sure that somebody isn't getting in over their head?
Well, when they come to us, they've got to be worth $1 million without their house. They have to have $200,000 a year minimum in income. And if they work for a company, we know they've got health insurance, so we're not worried about that. And then I always say, how much emergency money do you have at the bank?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have $25,000 to $50,000? We want to make sure they have it.
Sure.
If they don't, we're not going to do it.
And it's just really to protect themselves.
We want to protect them and us.
Now, what
I
about...
don't want them to come to me and say, Faye, I need $50,000. I don't have any cash.
No, that's not a good situation to be
in. I've already been there.
You can't help them at that point.
No.
Nothing you can do. So what about the self-employed entrepreneur?
Okay. A lot of people are self-employed. So when they bring us money, it's not a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a custodial account. And they will have to pay tax on it, but it's capital gains.
Okay. So, but they can still get involved and everything
they
is fine.
They can do anything anybody else can do.
All right. Fabulous. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia, and you always bring in all kinds of fabulous information. Most of it I know nothing about until you say it. And so what are we talking about today?
We're talking about an actor today.
An actor?
An actor, one of my favorite actors.
Really?
He was born June 1st, 1948.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Snyder, Texas.
Really?
His parents were farmers and ranchers.
I need to know who this is.
Powers Booth.
Really?
He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know all the things he played in and things he did. He just passed away on May 14th.
I know. That was very, very sad.
It was very sad. And what I loved about him was his voice.
Oh, yes.
He had the most fabulous voice of any actor I've ever seen.
He did.
Oh, I loved it. And you know, he also did a lot of things for National Geographic. He did... His voiceover was just, I mean, it's best in the world.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie made him famous?
Uh-uh.
Jim Jones and the Guyana Massacre.
Really?
He played Jim Jones.
Wow.
A lot of people don't remember that.
No, I remember it
like it was yesterday.
Really?
When he started out, he's the only boy from his family who had ever been to college.
Really?
Yes. And he was named after his father's best friend, that was killed in World War II.
I didn't know that.
He went to Snyder High School.
Mm-hmm.
He played football, and he was in the drama. And he really liked drama, but I guess he didn't know for sure why. He went to Southwest Texas University, got a degree. He went to SMU and got a master's in drama.
Really?
I mean, for a kid from Snyder, Texas... That's awesome.
See, now I have to say, I don't know of a whole lot of people who did football and drama. Either one or the other.
He also married his wife in 1969. He was married to her till he died.
Really?
Family man.
How cool.
I think I admired him so much.
What an upstanding guy.
He was really an upstanding guy. And he did a lot of Shakespeare when he started.
Really?
Yes, he went to Oregon. He was in Shakespeare plays and started out that way. And I think it gave him this real well-rounded ability to play so many parts.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember all the parts he played.
I could name a few, but probably
Philip Marlowe, nope. Private Detective.
Nope.
That's my favorite one in the whole world. Philip Marlowe. I loved it. And, of course, he got an Emmy for the Jim Jones deal.
Yeah.
He won an Emmy for it. He won a lot of awards because he was so good. And I don't know if you remember some of the other things he played in. One of them was Family of Spies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
No.
It was about a true story. John Walker was the Navy guy that was spying for Israel, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Not really. No.
John Walker spied for Israel. They sent him to prison, I think, 18 years. Huh. Anyway, they made a movie of it, and he played John Walker.
Wow.
And he was fabulous in it. Then, Marked for Murder, that was a TV movie, and he was great. He played in Web of Deception, and he played Dr. Philip Benish. And A Crime of Passion, another great murder mystery. He
yes.
played a lot of them. And he played in Deadwood. Do you remember the Deadwood deal?
I do, yeah.
Cy Tolliver.
Uh-huh.
That's who he was. And he was nominated for that. He was nominated for Into the Homeland. That's another one for Best Actor in a Movie. He also played Scooby-Doo.
He played Scooby-Doo?
He did Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he did. He did two or three cartoon deals.
Oh.
I mean, his voice... could almost do anything. I was always amazed when I would hear him in a movie, that deep voice of his.
Yeah.
He did The Emerald Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on 24.
I remember that.
He was on 24 and played the doctor.
Yep.
And he also played Alexander Haig on Nixon.
Yep, I remember,
remember that too. And he was nominated... by the Screen Actors Guild for Outstanding Performance.
Yeah.
He had a lot of those in his lifetime. And he played MacGruber, Jim Faith, Colonel Jim Faith in that one. He was on The Avengers.
Yep.
You remember all that?
I do, yeah.
Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
I know.
There's just so many. He was in over 40-something movies.
Wow.
That's right. And then, as I said, he did all these narrations, and every time I'd hear him, I knew it was him.
Yeah.
Because his voice was so deep and so great.
It was so powerful.
He had one of the most powerful voices I'd ever heard. And he played in Southern Comfort also, A Breed Apart, and he played Mike Walker in Breed Apart. And then Red Dawn, that was another favorite of mine. But he was one of the greatest actors I've ever seen, and Family Man. I was so shocked. That, all those years, you never heard a scandal,
nope.
Never heard anything bad about him, and he was from Snyder, Texas.
Now that just goes to prove, again, that people from Texas have some of the most most upstanding characters in themselves ever, of anybody.
Well, they're raised right in Texas,
exactly.
If you want to know the truth. You know, he was a God-fearing man. They went to church over there in Snyder,
mm-hmm.
And they played football. You know, things that really meant something.
Yeah.
You know, and, he had two brothers in a small town. Can you imagine what it was like?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, his mother would have licked him good if he'd got out of line.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And then first kid in that whole family to ever go to college.
And, you know, one of the things about Powers Booth is that when he walked on, not, like when you see him come into a shot in a movie or a TV or whatever it was, He commanded it.
He was a commanding performance. He was a big guy.
Yeah.
You know, and an amazing thing is he kept his physique all those years and his voice.
Yeah.
You know, and, he was still doing movies. I mean, he was 68.
Yeah.
No reason not to be. He was also fighting pancreatic cancer this year.
Yeah, see, now that's a shame. I did not know that he was suffering that, and then all of a sudden it was announced that he had passed away.
Yeah.
And it was a real shock.
It was a shock. I was driving down the road when I heard it, and I was really shocked. I said, my gosh, I know he's not that old.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. But I think he's one of our great actors of our time.
Yeah.
And the roles he played were always big roles. Do you realize that?
Yes. Either
colonels or Nixon president. In 24, he played the vice president.
Yeah.
So he was really something to see.
Yeah. He was never like a checkout person at the grocery store.
No,
or something.
No. He never played a little role.
Yeah.
He was always a commanding the hero of that movie.
Yeah.
He was always the number one figure. Like you said, he was never second banana.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
It probably had a lot to do with you know, like you say, his big, powerful voice and his presence just on screen.
Yeah, and I think everybody loved to hear him, and I think that's why he was picked for these really big parts and won all these awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and what he said when he won the Emmy for Jim Jones,
mm-hmm.
they were on strike in Hollywood, and nobody would cross the picket line, and he crossed and went to the awards that night. He said, I'm either the smartest man alive or the dumbest. He didn't know which. But being from Snyder, Texas, he took the leap and did it anyway.
That is so cool.
Yeah. He did it when those Hollywood people wouldn't even cross the picket line.
He stood up for what he thought was right.
He stood up for what he believed.
Yeah.
And he didn't think they were right to be picketing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was impressed by that.
That is really cool. Such a strong character and, you know, just a really all-around great role model.
Yes, and I hope they do a story about him now.
Oh, I hope they do. Who would play him?
I can't imagine. Who would be strong enough to play Powers Booth?
I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
Yeah, but I think they might do a story about him.
Yeah.
Because he was such a great actor and played such big life roles.
Yes.
I mean, he was just bigger than life. That's all there is to it. But anyway, it's a good Texas story.
It really is.
About a good Texan.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another brilliant case of great people coming out of the great state of Texas.
That's right.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy College.
And you can always go to the website, which is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can read case studies from past investments. You can see actual hardcore numbers of what people have actually made in past investments. You can also see testimonials, read about the kinds of experiences that people have had. And that's really where you get a lot of your clientele from, is from other people who have gone through the process with you, made a lot of money, realized how easy it actually is, and then they've told their friends.
Let me tell you something. Everybody that came in this week told me who had recommended them.
Really?
It was interesting. I was shocked because I had several appointments and everyone said, so-and-so recommended me, so-and-so recommended me. And I'm going, my gosh, it was all recommendations. The best one of the week, some people came from out of town, one of our little towns around here, mm-hmm. and he said that he was in line at Sports Authority, and he heard him talking about making this money with this lady. And he tapped the guy on the shoulder. He said, would you mind telling me? He said, I know. You want to know who I'm with. And he told me. He said, I'm with Faye Bagby in American Financial.
Uh-huh.
And it was about 3 or 4 months ago. And he finally got around to calling and came in this week, and we did all their IRAs.
Really?
Yeah, and that was my best story of the week. I've never had anybody in line at Sports Authority and talking about us and what they'd made. And
how
I was
cool.
really proud.
Now, you should be, because, you know, sometimes when you're outside of this, when you're in the setting, you know, talking about money or whatever, I can see that. But being completely removed and in line at Sports Authority has nothing to do with this. That's really fantastic. That is really, that says a lot.
It does. And this week, everybody came in was on a referral.
Mm-hmm.
I had a CPA and his wife come in this week. And one of our clients, that's a client of his, recommended us.
Really?
They said, well, we made all this money with Faye.
Wow. How cool.
I thought it was really cool. I really did.
Did you say that this guy who was in line at Sports Authority, he waited 3 months to come talk to you?
Yeah, he waited 3 months.
Why 3 months?
People procrastinate. Don't you men know that men don't just come in right away?
Sometimes, yeah.
I bet when they need a pair of boots, how long do you think it takes them to go get a pair of boots?
3-4 months.
Yes, they don't do it instantly.
If we could, we would celebrate Christmas in April.
That's right. And when their wives tell them, you need to go over there and get some new shirts, I'll bet they don't do it for a month.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no.
We don't get up right away and do anything.
See, that's what I'm saying. And men procrastinate before coming to see me, I guarantee. Then they always say, I wish I'd come 2 years before.
Yeah.
And I do, too. I wish they had. We'd have made more money for them.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
What do they say when they come in? What's the thing? Because there's usually some kind of event that happens to make people say, okay, now is the time. Let's go talk
to Faye. Well, a lot of them are getting older, and their wives are saying, do you really want to stay in the stock market much longer? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, no, we really don't, do we?
Yeah.
So they come in, and they talk about it, and they say, you know, we're only 5 years to retirement. We need to cut out the risk and get serious.
Is 5 years cutting it too close?
I don't know. It depends how much they've already got. How mm-hmm. hard are we going to have to work, you know, to get them enough money to retire?
So this gentleman from the in line at the Sports Authority, roughly how old was he?
Probably 50.
Okay, so yeah. Then is that a decent time to start investing?
Yes, or? I think it is because he's already been investing in, like I said, in other things, so he's made enough money he can come and start pretty decent with us.
All right, so he's had something to work with.
Yes, and you know, my son, bless his heart, he's just had two maturities.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've got your own family in.
Oh, yes, naturally. My son and then my daughter-in-law has always done annuities with us. Uh-huh. She wasn't in this program. So now we're going to put her in some. But she was making more than him several years ago.
Little jealousy thing going
yeah.
on?
Yeah. So I took him out of what he was in and put him with us, and he's already had two maturities.
Wow. And that's something we should probably point out also, is that you are so confident in these policies that not only do you bid on, but you have other people invest in, that if there are any availabilities, you will put your own money in these.
That's right. If there's any room. I used to try to have 2% in them,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to give up the 2%, so sometimes I don't have any money in it,
yeah.
But if there's room, I do.
Because you won't take a space away from a client.
No, I would not do that.
But if there is, and that's, that also says a whole lot, because if you're willing to put your own money into these.
Hey, I've got my kids' money in it.
And your kids.
I mean, that's more serious than me putting in money. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, just down the street from Walgreens.
Oh, you
threw a different
one in there. Wow. So when investing in life insurance policies, it's important to know that this is not the type of thing that has anything to do with the stock market or anything to do with worldly events. It is what it is. It's its own self-contained investment program.
It is. It's a life insurance program.
Yeah.
These people have cancer. They come to us and need the money. And my investors, our clients, are going to make the difference between mm-hmm. what we bought that policy for and what the face amount is. So, you know, we figure it out every time how much money they can make, and that's how we do it.
We live in volatile times, and anybody who is really tired of you know, worrying about what's going to happen with their money, because it's very uneasy to put your retirement fund in somebody else's hands when it's can be affected by, you know, the change of a wind.
That's right. And the stock market is good lots of times, and lots of times we've seen it fall so many times.
Yeah, 2008, for example.
Yes, and it was a bad deal.
Worldly events can affect the stock market, anything.
Yes, and, you know, this is not affected by all those things.
Yeah.
And you know in advance what you're going to make.
Yeah.
So I think that's a pretty good deal. You can say, okay, when this comes due, this is how much I've got coming.
Yeah. Life insurance policy investments are really super solid.
I think they are solid because the key to it is we take policies from big, huge companies.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to do a podunk one. We're not going to do a life insurance company that we never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had to turn one down because it was B-rated. And we didn't want to. It was a good policy. And the man is now in the hospital fixing to die, but it was a B-rated company he had his policy with, and we couldn't take the risk.
Well, you never know if the money's going to be there. So that's why you avoid
exactly
those things.
Exactly right. We avoided it.
And so with these A-rated companies, you know there's a solid foundation. So there's plenty of funds to take care of anything. I mean, none of these companies have ever gone out of business, have
no.
they?
No. These are huge life insurance companies. They're worth billions.
Yeah, so that reduces the worry that you have to, you know, sit up all night. You don't have to do that.
And that's the nice thing about it. They're getting paid from a life insurance company that's worth billions.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not getting paid from Faye Bagby or her company,
mm-hmm.
Not even the bank.
Yeah.
It's from a large, large life insurance company.
And that is a big deal. That helps, you know,
I think it makes it a lot safer.
So when somebody comes in and they say, okay, I am 48 years old. I want to retire when I'm 65.
Okay.
What do? You sit down and plan the trajectory and...
Yeah, we're going to plan and see how many times we're going to have to do this in order for them to retire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, happy and wealthy, as we always say.
So you can literally sit there and say, okay, we have, say, 10 years to plan your life insurance. You have 10 years until you want to retire. We can plan all this out, and you need to be in 5 policies, and we need to stair-step them so that one is maturing while you're starting another one, and then it matures, and you invest that in another one, and you put all this together so that people don't really have anything to worry about.
That's right, because, you know, very few people could live on $50,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're going to need probably $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So we know they've got to have way over $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, you know, you've got to keep fully invested until you get ready to retire. And then most of them, we're going to continue investing after they retire, where they'll have interest coming in all the time, because that's what they're going to need.
So it's just another type of thing where you retire and then that's it, you walk away. It keeps going.
That's right. And we've had 4 or 5 people retire this year,
mm-hmm.
and the money is still there, and we're still investing it.
And so people can go ahead, they can retire, they can keep investing, still go out and travel, do the things that they need to do. They're not tied at home. They're not, you know, they're still living their lives, and it's a full, rich life.
Yes.
And they're still growing money.
That's right. And they're traveling.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of things. And as long as they're conservative, this money will last.
So what do people need to do if they want to come see you for the first time?
Well, they need to gather up their papers. Sometimes people come in, they don't have all the papers.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a copy of every account that we're considering. If it's at, you know, a brokerage house, we need a copy of the brokerage house documents
mm-hmm.
to make this work.
What if somebody has, they've got a little bit here, a little bit there, and they've got
several things? We have to look at all of them. If they say, I've got 3 old 401ks, let's look at them. Let's see what we can do about it.
What if they're so diversified that they don't remember everything?
They better.
I mean, do your homework.
Do your homework, because let me tell you something. If you forget about one of these and leave it there, they'll keep it.
Yeah.
They've had it 20 years.
You can't do anything with that.
No.
All right.
So you need to, you know, get it out of those companies, put it with us, get it in one location.
And you go, you have like a checklist.
Yes,
I guess, to, you know, okay, your property here, do you have any rental property? Do you have automobiles? What do you have?
Ranches. Do you have oil and gas income? Do you have oil leases? What do you have?
And I assume people say, oh, geez, I forgot about, yeah, this rental property over here. Yeah, that, and so.
Yeah, and sometimes they say, I've got a vacation home.
Yeah.
You know, $1 million vacation home or $500,000, you know.
I don't know how you forget that, but yeah.
Yeah, and I've never found anyone that had a place in Belize or South America.
Well, if you do, we're moving in.
That's right. And, you know, there is Americans moving to Belize and all these places in South America and the Virgin Islands also.
Oh, I see commercials on TV all the time about buying Belize.
And it costs more to live there than it does here, folks.
I'm sure.
The houses... a 2-bedroom house is $500,000.
Oh.
To $700,000.
Wow.
And people think they just go down there and live off the fat of the land.
Yeah. Just kick back on the beach forever.
And I don't know. How long can you look at water?
Well, I don't know. I can look at water for an awful long time.
Okay.
Most people probably can't.
I would get tired after a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be fun for a while.
Sure.
Maybe 6 months, but
yeah.
I don't think I could be looking at that water forever.
And you get a little restless. You want to get out, travel, see some things.
An island is an island.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere. Or you have to go get in a boat to go to a different island.
Exactly. That looks the same.
And I think it would get small to you after a while.
Sure.
And yeah. you're going to want to come back over here and go shopping.
Brilliant. All right, so it's time to start retiring, start planning, start growing your money so that you can retire happy, wealthy, and early. And one last time, Faye, for those who are getting ready to come call you and see you and start the process, what's the number to call?
The number is 877-588-3330. And we're 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.